Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm an intuitive medium. I hope everyone is having a great day today, a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm trying different times out on my show. I see there aren't that many callers today. I guess everybody's out of town. Anyway, on the last show I did, I talked about vibrational energy and raising your vibration. So if anyone's interested, you may want to go back and listen to that show. It's so important for us to keep a high vibration, ward off negativity. It just sets our path in a much better direction. I'm a firm believer in vibrational energy. Doing this 30 years, it makes such a difference to what we attract, what we bring around us, and how things sort of flow. If it's your first time listening to me, I urge you to go to my website, lynnmillerpsychic.com, and check out my work. I've got some previous radio shows on there, as well as anyone that comes through Blog Talk Radio, I offer a special promotional discount to. So if you're looking for a private session, I urge you to reach out to me via email or on my website. I like to go over past, present, and future in my sessions. I'm known for names and dates and being very specific. So I can read a few different paths at once. If you have a big decision to make, or perhaps you're struggling in the work arena, I tend to do really well with business. I find over the years, a lot of my clients are business clients. Not that I don't do well with love. I do well with love too. And of course, that's everyone's main question is love and money, right? So anyways, personally, I'm just getting ready for my countdown. I'm heading down to Boca Raton in about a month. I'm relocating, so I'm taking a big move, taking a big step. Sometimes when we find ourselves stagnant or you just don't feel like the energy is flowing for yourself, it's important to take an alternative action, make a change. It sort of stirs the energy up and brings other things to the surface, and you end up attracting, you know, a higher energy, more events in your life, et cetera. So that's what I'm personally getting ready for. I've been in Los Angeles 28 years, so this is a big move for me. I'm sure I'm going to appreciate the humidity and the high temperatures. All right, so I've only got a couple callers on today, so I don't know if we'll cut the show early a little bit. I want to get to everybody, which I should easily be able to do looking at the queue today. Again, reach out to me privately and take advantage of my special. Keep it to one question if you don't mind. A lot of stuff comes through. Okay, we've got more callers coming in right now, so that's the good news. I think this is a better time to do my show. I tried it out at about 2 p.m. and I didn't have that much activity. So I think this seems to be a good time. I'm definitely feeling the name Christopher. I wonder if somebody is dealing with a Christopher that's one of the callers. The last radio show I did, I kept feeling David, and the first caller had a connection to David. But I'm definitely feeling Christopher. So I want to talk about a little bit, you know, if you're looking to get a reading from somebody, it's really important to do your research. Make sure they have a track record. I can't tell you how many clients I have that come to me that A, are petrified because they've had a bad experience, or they went to somebody that was just sort of negative or filled with negativity and literally scared the hell out of them. So you know, do your research, find somebody that's been doing it a number of years. It's all over the internet. I mean, you know, you can go to virtually anybody. And remember, sometimes you get what you pay for. So if you're looking for, you know, the easy way out, I urge you to really just look at the experience that somebody has. Like I said, I've been doing this professionally over 30 years. And I've had the gift since I was a young child. And so many of us do. And that's also something I do with people. I help them tap into their own intuition. You know, you may be an empath or a clairvoyant. You don't have to work in it professionally, but you can definitely be gifted. And I help people navigate to kind of learn what their own personal gifts are. I've mentored quite a few people over the years. So, all right, I'm going to get to some callers right now. So please, again, keep it to one question, and hopefully we'll move through everybody. So here we go. 775, let's see.
Hi, thank you. So hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
My name is Wendy from
California. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What's your first name?
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Wendy, nice to meet you. And you're calling from California. What's your birth date, Wendy?
It's an honor to meet you. July the 6th, 1951, around 8:44 in the evening.
Oh, okay. Well, you have, just to start off, you have a really great energy, a super creative energy. Are you in the creative field?
I should have been. I would consider myself an artist, and I want to get back into my art.
Yeah, there's such a creative force around you. I would urge you to continue your art, and you could do something with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
any connection named Christopher with you?
Well, Christopher is the son of an ex-husband. That's the only Christopher I can think of.
Okay, that's probably what I was picking up. What's your question for me today, Wendy?
Oh, I have so many important things. One week ago today, I misplaced my iPad. I have looked everywhere, and I think it's either in my bedroom or out in the hallway. I don't think I threw it away. I'm pretty careful about things like that. Do you see me getting my iPad back, and how quickly?
I do, within a week, and I feel like it's somewhere in your bedroom.
I think you're absolutely right. Is it, I hope it's not on the left side of the bed. I have a lot of bed clothes and pillows that I threw over there. Is it towards, like when I face forward, that's where my TV is, on front of a dresser? Is it more in that area?
Mm-hmm. It feels like it's under something, perhaps even on the bed or under a pile of things.
Could very well
be. Definitely under a pile of things. It's definitely in the bedroom. I see a pillow near it.
Okay.
But
so is it on the left side of my bed then?
I think it is, yeah. So just go through that stuff again. You'll find it within the week.
I will. And something silly happened. I placed an online order for China at a very well-known store. It starts with an M and it has a C in it. And when I got it, it didn't look nice. So I sent it back. Most of the money I got back right away, but the third box was sent too far away, 2,000 miles away to Oklahoma, by the customer service representative. I'm confident that I'll get the remaining $152 back because Bank of America is helping me. But I want to also get my online shopping privileges reinstated. Will they do that for me?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, they will.
Before the month of June ends?
I don't see that being a problem, and it will be before the month of June ends, yes.
Thank goodness. And my sister Leslie and I share an apartment. Our lease is up at the end of April next year. Will Leslie and I move to a new place together and sign another lease, I hope?
Absolutely. It looks like you two are moving together. I'm looking at May of next year, so it will be for May 1st.
You know what? You are very psychic because it would be worth it to me if it's the right location to lose a month's rent, because I'm hoping that the next place we move will be a place where we'll be comfortable and live for, well, I'm going to be 70 on July the 6th, but
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. That's very special that you said that. Thank you. And I have 23 years experience, call center experience, and I lost my job at the medical insurance company in October because they got tired of waiting for me to get well. I've had some back issues, and I keep telling myself that I'm going to get a new remote job in December or maybe January, February, and this will help qualify my sister and I to move to the place where we want to go. So do you see that happening?
I see December a new position opening up for you. There will be a new job in December. So it looks very promising. It will be remote. I hope that helps. I've got to get to some other callers, but keep in touch with me. Reach out to me privately. Take advantage of my sessions if you want.
May God bless you. It's an honor to have met you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Be happy.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so much of us are out of work. It's, this whole COVID thing has been a little bit nuts. Let me go to the next caller. Hello there. This is Liz. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Lynn. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Where are you calling from? I always like to ask.
I'm in California.
Oh, you're in California. Are you in Northern California?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's your question for me today, Valerie?
Relationship. When do you see that coming in? I want to know about that. Yeah.
Interesting. It feels like, let me just preface this. It's a little bit like your exes. Did you take care of your exes a lot? Were you like a not a caretaker, but like a mother sort of? Like it feels like you took care of them a lot.
No. I took care of people throughout my life, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just getting a very like caretaking energy from you, like you've taken care of people or done something like that. But as far as relationship, it looks like within 7 months, a new relationship is coming. It's the next door you're entering into. There's a strong D initial, like Daniel. I can tell you it's a strong D initial.
That sounds like somebody from the past. Hopefully that's not it.
No, it's definitely a new energy. It's a new beginning. I'm looking at approximately 7 months. However, there's a high energy for you around relationship in August. Are you doing any of the dating sites? I know it can be tedious, but sometimes it helps create the energy.
No, I haven't.
You might want to just put yourself on there to create the energy around it, because I see a good opportunity of somebody coming through that way.
Okay, so not so much out and about?
Going to be more online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you will have a marriage that comes out of this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I hope that helps. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Have a great rest Bye-bye. Of your day.
Bye. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, sometimes with relationships, I know that the dating, you know, pool can be difficult and the online stuff can be tedious, but it really sort of gets the momentum and creates that energy around it. So I always urge people to give it a try. We're living in a different time, you know, and a different age. So it's important to kind of create that. Let me go to the next caller. I have a feeling this is a great question. Hello
Hi,
there.
Lynn.
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Who am I
speaking
with?
This is Kate calling from Illinois.
How are you?
Calling, I'm torn between two questions. So, I wanted to know what kind of changes you see regarding relationship or career.
Okay, interesting. It looks like you're going through some big changes coming up. For some reason, okay. I look at two years ago, like you went through some changes 2 years ago, and it's a cycle, and it's going to be happening again.
Okay.
The only thing about relationship I urge you is somebody from the past will be coming back around. There's like this in and out energy. You have to move on from it. Is there somebody
okay.
from the past that's been reaching out to you?
Yeah, but I haven't been paying him no attention, so.
Okay, good. Yeah, keep it that way because you want to move the energy forward. There mm-hmm. will be a new relationship for you. Coming up within 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
What do you do? What do you do for work? Because I feel like there's a new venture coming for you.
I work in analytics.
In what?
Analytics, like investment.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, there will be a new company you start working for. This will happen, though, in 2022. I'm looking
okay.
at January or February. There's a financial increase for you coming next year. So
okay.
next year is going to be about relationship and new career. So
okay.
you're definitely, you're on the right path. So.
Okay, because I started actually interviewing. A new
yeah,
place.
He could be named Stephen. The name Stephen is really strong around you.
Okay.
It
could be somebody new, somebody that I used to work with.
Yeah, it's somebody new.
Okay.
new. And you're very likely going to meet him around your new job opportunity.
Oh, okay. Oh, you referring to relationships, not work. Okay.
Yeah,
relationship. Cool.
You're going to meet him through work, though.
Okay.
So there's big changes, but the biggest changes will come for you in January of 2022.
Okay. Okay.
So I hope that helps. Yeah, I hope that
helps.
Keep me posted, and anytime you want a private session, I'd love to speak to you.
Me too. I would love to speak to you. Thank you so much, Lynn.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, work is always an interesting thing, especially when we're looking for new opportunities. Okay, let's go to the next caller. This caller's been waiting quite a while.
Oh, thank you. Hi, this is Donna from Santa Barbara, California. A lot of California callers today.
Santa Barbara's beautiful. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, it's pretty. I know, but I don't know. You've got a great adventure upon you.
What can I help you with today?
I want to know about love life and finances, because I'm a bit of a medium, and I heard my mother to say, you're going to be rewarded. I heard her voice in the middle of my head, and then I had a vision. I saw this man in my third eye coming into a tunnel, twirling in a tunnel, and he had all these robes on, and he had the most beautiful face, and I could feel that he was from the other kingdom, and I couldn't talk. I was just beaming with so much joy, and then I felt an enormous amount of joy in my heart, and then he disappeared. So I don't know. I'd like to have a companion, a male companion come into my life, a good friend, something that may go on to more.
That was your soulmate that you connected with. I strongly feel that he's coming through, so trust your intuition. There's a new relationship coming, and it brings financial rewards. So he's very successful, but other than that, he's extremely supportive in what you do. And because of that, your finances will increase. So you totally tapped into your soulmate. That's who you were seeing. I get a bright light around it. I do get the initial A, so he could be named Andrew or something to that effect. I'm looking at new relationship coming within, it feels like it's coming this year. You're going to meet him this year towards the tail end of the year. I feel like he's in close proximity to where you are. Yeah, so, and it does feel like this one happened sort of organically.
Great. I'm so happy with that, because I got on this FaceTime dating, and I've never met so many phony people from other countries. And right away, they want to know, what do you do for a living, and this and that, and the vocabulary is all bad, and oh, it's horrible. I can't deal
yeah,
with
you
it.
Have to be... Scams. There's a lot of scams on Facebook, you know. I mean, I urge people to try the dating sites just to kind of create the energy, but in the same sense, you have to navigate them very carefully, you know. But you've got some really great changes coming up ahead for you. Looking at a 5-year cycle, so it feels like your energy and your vibration are being raised. You could find yourself being extremely, like, more spiritual as well. So your mediumship gifts are going to be exemplified. So trust your instincts. So I hope that helps, and thanks for calling
in
today.
Very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And have a nice move for you coming up, I think.
Oh,
wonderful.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
So many of us have our own gifts. We kind of, you know, a lot of times we don't pay attention to our own intuition, our own gut instincts, and it's so important because so many of us are gifted. Okay, let me go to, I know this is San Francisco, I think. Hi there, this is Liz.
I'm actually on the East Coast, but yeah, it is a West Coast number. You're right.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. Okay. What can I help you with today, Jessica?
I'm just wondering if you're able to see what you pick up that's going to be happening for me in the month of June. Are you able to zoom in on just 1 month?
Yeah, I can zoom in on 1 month. Tell me your birthday, Jessica.
7/16/77.
Okay, it feels like something that you have worked for or been, like, pursuing will come to fruition. something you've been working on? I'm looking at literally June 16th, like those 2 weeks being very, there's also an increase financially coming for you in June. Is there something you've been working on that you're finishing up, so to speak?
Well, I've been working on a lot of things over the years. I think it's probably these trainings. Well, maybe, I don't know. I know that's coming. These trainings I've been promoting for like the last year, it feels like they're going to start popping off soon. Like people are going to start hiring me. So maybe that.
There's a new opportunity for you in June. So definitely something new, a new beginning. Are you anywhere near Connecticut?
Oh, it's so interesting you brought that up. I am right outside New York City, but I have been getting ready for a move, and I keep feeling like I'm going to Connecticut, but I don't really know anything there. And I just figured maybe a job would take me there, or I don't know. What are you picking up about that?
Yeah. There's definitely a connection to Connecticut, like future employment, or you'll be spending time there. You could eventually live there. Very strong pull to Connecticut.
That's so interesting that you got that. Yeah, thank you for saying that, because I don't really have any connection to Connecticut right now, but I just keep feeling like, yeah, that might be a good place for me to live. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Looking at Greenwich, at like right outside of Greenwich or right around Greenwich, Connecticut. So also the name Susan is strong around you. Suzanne or Susan.
Okay.
So look
okay.
out for that. That feels like work related. But June definitely brings some changes for you, and the energy is really flowing. So it
That's
feels
wonderful.
Like your vibration is higher in June. So, well, keep me posted. Thanks for calling in today.
You will. Thank you so much. Thank you. I will.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You
Bye.
Too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, sometimes honing in on a specific month is, I have to just kind of minimize my what I'm seeing, and kind of time is sometimes the hardest thing to read when you're doing readings, but I'm generally pretty good at it because I have clients that come to me once a week, once a month. Okay, let's go to the next caller here. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I didn't know if I was able to get in, but thank you, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia. Anything that source or spirit needs for me to know?
Oh, wow. You just got in on the last call. We've got about 90.
I know.
You've got some major changes coming around you. I'm looking at something moving forward in approximately 8 weeks. I'm looking at love around you. So are you currently involved?
I'm not, but I am so open. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a new love relationship coming for you, and it's going to rock your world. It's like it's a soulmate connection coming in, and you're going to do a lot of travel with this person, and it will lead to marriage.
Ah, thank you. Thank God for you. Oh, beautiful. I love
you. Yeah,
you're
welcome. Thanks for calling in today. I've got to bounce. We're about to wrap the show up, but keep in touch with me. I'd love some feedback.
I sure will. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, everybody, that's about to wrap up the show for today. Reach out to me for your private session. Again, I offer a great discount to Blog Talk Radio listeners. Thanks for tuning in today, and happy Memorial Day weekend.